Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Zilek and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Alex came to the conclusion that he could not effectively lead the organization going forward in light of the commissioner's findings and the ruling. And we came to that conclusion as well. And John, Tom, myself, Chaim, and Alex spent the day yesterday talking through the best path forward for the Boston Red Sox. And that's how we came to this decision collectively.
Zolak and Bertrand from Warrior today. What's up, Zo?
How you doing? Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How's your train ride over, hobo? Where'd you put your stick?
The gloves again. I can't take it.
The gloves.
Put your hands up for TV.
It does feel like he'd be heating a can of beans with like a lighter or something.
Are we doing Franks and beans? You know? Are we Franks and beans? Are we going to do spinach? Huh? It's good, like thick jacket. Do you let your legs dangle off the train and they slide the big door? You know? You should watch everything go by.
You should try a pair.
I love it.
They're comfy.
Like the hobo up on the roof at the Polar Express.
Yeah, he looks like him. It's crazy.
The palms.
Oh, he needs a flip-up hat now.
The palms and the backs of my hands are comfy as the baby Jesus. Fingertips, a little chilly. Yeah. But
the problem with those gloves is that they look a little frayed at the ends, no matter what.
Yes.
Right? They look like you cut them. No matter how you slice it.
They probably did.
Yeah.
I think that's probably how they
made
them.
Well, you know, but it's not a clean cut. It's not like it's, you know, they're frayed.
Look, you chewed them
pilling.
Off. They chewed them off.
Okay, well, yeah. We're here, and it's not too cold to start today.
Right, well.
So give it an hour.
5 minutes we've been here.
Talked to a Bruins player today. It is not confirmed yet. I assume it will be Wagner. We'll talk to him about his team.
Yeah.
The Boston Bruins. But yesterday, of course, what you just heard, Alex Cora is firing. I will not call it a parting of the ways. He got fired.
They're getting crushed from yesterday.
Are they?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Gaspard's column, too. You know, like, they had no choice but to do this, so they deserve no credit for this. Just reserve your judgment. You know, just to pause here. Like, to think that fans are stupid. Like, you know what's going on. You know what went on. You know what had to be done. Just the toppers by Sam Kennedy again after guys speak. It's let one guy speak. You get angry after the press conference because you go back and listen to more of it and more of it. I thought Henry was good at the start of it, like I said. You know, it seemed like they were going to own this thing. And then it went down of the separation road where, hey, this is Alex's choice. Now, Alex doesn't feel he could lead us anymore. Not like, hey, we called him in. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I think like a lot of press conferences, it was sprinkled with BS throughout, and some of them were just outright nonsense. But I just don't know why you're going to have a press conference if you're not going to say anything. And that's my major problem with it is
you can't let it ride the winter weekend.
I disagree with Gaspar. I think they do get some credit for
they move quickly
for firing him. And again, it goes back to the first point. It wasn't a parting of the ways, you know. It wasn't a mutual.
But they still did it.
Alex came to us.
You could tell they didn't want to do it. You could tell they didn't want to do it.
I give them credit for firing him before the league finishes their investigation, trying to hold on. I mean, up until a few hours before that, you know, we thought there was a chance
Chauncey said they're sticking by him.
They were gonna ride this out for at least a little while. They didn't ride it out hardly at all. Yeah. So, yeah, I give him a little bit of credit for that. I just don't know why you have a press conference if you're really not going to say anything. And tell me one thing that we learned from that press conference. You know, one question that you had that got answered in that press conference. Was there anything? Was there anything at all that we learned from sitting there for that nearly hour-long press conference that you didn't know before?
Yeah, there's something to be drawn from it.
What?
The thing that I took away was that they are admitting absolutely no guilt yet as it relates to 2018 here in Boston, that they refuse to acknowledge any actions that took place. They acknowledge that there's an investigation. They acknowledge that they're being looked into, and yet they would not say that Alex Cora was fired for anything that happened in 2018. In fact, they said the opposite. They said he was only parting ways due to what had been uncovered for the 2017 investigation with the Astros.
That was the one thing
that I took away from
it. Okay, so you could take that away, but you didn't learn it. We knew he was fired. You know, who's going to replace him?
Well, I mean, you know, what? Of course. What, I mean, we could have learned that in a press release, and we were going to get, I think what you hope for when you have the follow-up is some context to it, which we did get a little bit of.
The only context.
It was far too long for us to get so little, though.
Yeah, and honestly, Beetle, I can't think of another thing that of substance that came out of that other than we fired him for what happened with the Astros, which I also believe is not completely honest. Yeah, that's part of it. But so what? Wait and find out if he was completely clean here, then you stick by the guy.
Here's what I will now say about this, though. You can't trust anybody involved in this. And I'm not talking about just the Red Sox. I'm talking about baseball. Tom Verducci had a story yesterday inside Red Sox firing of Alex Cora. It says, a week ago Monday night, Manfred telephoned John Henry. Reporters from The Athletic had called Manfred that day for a statement about a story they were preparing to run. That is the one from Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick. That the Red Sox stole signs with the help of technology in 2018. Manfred wasn't officially done with the Houston investigation, though he was about to wrap it up. He knew where he was going with it before the holidays, but waited for that time to pass before dropping such bad news. He went on vacation himself. It goes on to say it was his first day back in the office when The Athletic called him. Manfred already knew about the 2018 Red Sox issue. It was the Astros who first alerted him to their scheme during the course of that three-month investigation. Manfred and his investigators plan to pursue the charge privately. Let me just read that again. The commissioner of baseball and the investigators were not planning on holding a publicly announced investigation of the Red Sox. They were planning on dealing with it privately. This was never going to see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew the Athletic story pushed it into the public.
Yep.
And so he called Henry to inform him, and we'll get to that second part in a minute. But let's just go back to this. The Athletic reports on Houston, they have to publicly do the investigation. They find out through the investigation of Houston, through interviews, oh, the Red Sox were doing something too in 2018. Well, we're not going to tell anybody that. We're going to deal with that one privately until three members of that team then outed their own team to Rosenthal and Drellick. And now, because of that, it's the only reason Rob Manfred is going to investigate that. The same way it was made public with the Astros, they had to investigate that. If it were not for the reporting on this matter in both situations, Houston and Boston, is Rob Manfred actually investigating anything and actually punishing anybody? So no, I give zero credit to Rob Manfred now. None. You lose all credibility. Guy is a fraud. What a total fraud. And the entire sport looks fraudulent when you read that. Going to deal with it privately. What do you mean privately? So what about these other teams that have been mentioned? Right? There could be seven or eight teams.
Yeah.
So are we only going to find out about those other teams if Drellick and Rosenthal go track them down? He's not going to do it himself? Fraud. Guy sucks. Bad commissioner. the sport is illegitimate in a lot of ways. Not that they're alone in this department, in professional sports in this country, but man, that is so fraudulent.
Look at Goodell and the handling of the Ray Rice stuff. You know, I never saw the video, never got to our office. So like everybody knew it, you know.
And here's the next part. I want to read you this next line.
Yeah, yeah.
So he called John Henry to inform him essentially, quote, "You're next," he told Henry. He should expect the same level of thoroughness his office had just brought to the Houston investigation. "Turning over emails?" Henry asked. "Everything," said Manfred. What's in John Henry's emails?
That was my concern when I saw that.
Well, let's find out what's in his emails related to this.
It's like, hey, supposedly what's going on with this Spygate 2 thing where you want to come investigate us here? Yeah, go ahead, take all our emails. We have no problem because there is no tie to football. We screwed up. We're stupid here. So go ahead and look through all our stuff. Henry's going, why do you want the emails?
Hardy?
I only communicate by email. Don't you, John, don't you only communicate by electronic mail?
So you're asking for things? I don't know if I can do it on this mic. This mic is different.
Sure, push it away. Just push it away. There you go.
I'll try it here.
Yeah.
So you're asking for electronic mails? Are those...
I'll send my horse over with the patch.
Are those the communique I receive via my typewriter television? I have a television set connected to a typewriter. Will you be asking to look at those communiques as well?
Commodore 6.
And if so, how would I go about showing those to you? Would you have to look at my television set in order to view those?
There it is. There it is. Everything? Yes,
yeah,
everything.
Everything.
But I think there are more thoughts on that because I talked about that relationship between the Red Sox and Manfred the other day. You have another thought? What was it on?
Telegrams.
No. You were about to say something.
Regarding this?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Regroup. Think of it.
Regroup.
You'll have it on the other side.
Via bicycle messenger.
And Hardy will keep coming up.
I love seeing the men speeding on their two-wheelers all around the Fenway area and the former Yawkey Way.
No, my mind's on Heim Bloom.
Heim Bloom.
Yeah.
A thought on Heim Bloom and a thought on the commissioner and the Red Sox ownership and where that's at and how baseball didn't even want to investigate any of this. They got forced into it, and they basically admitted it. We'll get to all this. Your calls as well. More reaction to what happened yesterday with Cora being out. We're here at Warrior today.
You know, I should probably speak.
Quick thought for me is this, that relationship between Manfred and the Red Sox must be fine. There is no backlash from Werner's push to become MLB commissioner because Manfred wanted to deal with this thing privately. And if he hated the Red Sox and didn't like their owners, he would have planned on doing this investigation publicly from the start after the Houston thing. And clearly he wasn't, despite the Red Sox being the original team that started this in 2017 and led to him having to put out a memo. Clearly, he only wants to abide by the memo and only punish teams harshly when it gets out publicly and it's his reputation on the line and he looks bad publicly. He's happy for the league to be a complete mess privately. That's Rob Manfred. That's why he sucks at his job. That's why he does not belong as commissioner of Major League Baseball at a time when I think they're at a critical point. Their revenues are great. They make tons of money. But their future, to me, is very much in doubt in this sport. They need a stronger leader than this clown. Never been a fan of his. Zo, Heim Bloom, your thoughts.
Speaking of leaders, I just don't, and you watch it yesterday, not that you read anything. The big three on the left, light blue shirt, blue blazer. Heim Bloom, blue blazer, checkered shirt. It's like it's all structured. And the big takeaway
they coordinate?
From that, and I keep going back to the way Theo Epstein handled himself, the way he carried himself. The way he had answers, the way that you felt confident in everything that he told you. And even Ben Cherington didn't have Theo's personality, obviously. Cherington was sort of a stiff. But at least he was groomed like that under Theo. This guy, I get the feeling it's all hands on deck. And they found their, you know, program puppet, so to speak. And, you know, the thought that potentially an office executive could come in and lead a team. So now all of a sudden, an executive who's not a real baseball guy, but is an executive in baseball, could come out of the office and put on a baseball uniform and be a manager. Scares the hell out of me a little bit. You know, you look at the candidates, potentially could be there. Like, I still think, you know, Veritek should be the guy. I just think from a PR standpoint, I think the fan base would like it. If you want the fan base to reserve judgment and wait for all these findings to come out, and you know, maybe there isn't going to be much in this report. Who knows? But, you know, just be a little more, I don't know, sure of yourself from yesterday. It just, you kind of just doubled down on what they said. And I know it's all new to them, but you know you're going into this thing. You went to Yale. I didn't come away from that press conference feeling, I don't know, great about him. Like, Sam Kennedy seems like he's the guy running the show there.
Well, he's...
And I know he's the president.
Yeah, I was going to say he's the president of the team.
He's been around
and
more.
Sort of
right.
Oversees a little bit of everything,
he's
it feels like
from
to
Larry.
Me.
Yeah, and he's learned from Larry.
But that guy's not a robot.
Who?
Sam Kennedy.
Oh, no.
He's a real guy.
Yeah.
Chaim Bloom.
Robot.
Listen, Chaim Bloom had nothing to do with anything that's alleged.
He's very polished.
Right? I give him no blame in any of this. He just walked into a mess here.
This probably scares the hell out of him.
I wouldn't say that.
Well,
I think he's a capable guy. But
if you're going to take draft picks away.
Is there anything in there? Is there anything going on there? Like, hello? Hey, buddy.
Well-educated, polished.
Welcome to Boston, where you have to have at least a little bit of authenticity here. You can't be empty suit.
That's what we liked about Cora.
Empty suit is not going to fly here.
We like Cora because it seemed like straight shooter. Hey, you know,
what is this?
I'm going to tell you how it is. I played her. I know what the market is. Let's go. Let's win. There's sort of a presence about Cora. Now, he have some help? Yeah.
Chaim Bloom's presence there yesterday was useless.
I mean, I'm not saying he should have had answers yesterday.
No,
but
so a few. Are you keeping the rest of the staff? I don't know. What are you looking for in the next manager? I don't know. Like, what? Why are you here? I don't know.
The only good thing he did was there was a question from one of the female reporters. Goes, what are you looking forward to about spring training that's different in other years? He goes, as far as what? Well, you know, just in general about spring training. And at least he caught that. Like, you know, he didn't have a structured answer for that. Like, well, what do you mean about it? Yeah, we don't have a freaking manager. And pitchers and catchers report what? February 10th? Yeah, we got to get our asses moving. I got an idea on three guys. I got it down to three or something.
He just doesn't strike me as a guy with a strong opinion, which I look at and say, that's
a
problem.
He's going to hire who he's going to hire.
Is the computer going to tell you who to hire for manager, too?
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
You got a thought in that brain of yours? We know you're a smart guy. Your track record and your resume tells us you're a smart guy. You're not stupid. You're a smart dude. We all know that. So what do you think? We'd be curious to hear it. Any thoughts, opinions, anything. And he gave us none of it.
I don't know if he's not equipped for this job or if this is not... We know this isn't the job he signed on for.
Well, he may not be equipped for the public part of the job.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I think that's the biggest takeaway from yesterday. They put him on a pedestal yesterday, and it didn't...
Yesterday was probably, you know, the word came down, obviously, before those four guys sat down. It's like, look, nobody's saying anything today.
Here's what I want to...
Everybody cool with that?
Yeah. Here's what I want to know about Chaim Bloom. Does he have the balls to sit in the room with everybody else who's up there, right? Warner, Henry, Sam Kennedy, and say, guys, this whole staff needs to go. I've got an idea about who I want for the manager, and I want to act quickly. I want to get this done in the next couple of weeks. I've got people lined up. I'm making phone calls. I want to do this. Let me do it my way. You've hired me to run baseball. Let me do it.
I hope he's not happy to be there.
Is he brand new on the job, capable of making that known to those guys in the room? Because I think that they would probably respect it. But is he the type? Does he strike you as the type that's doing that right now?
Not really.
No. So it's probably everyone sitting there in the conference room saying, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to keep the staff? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll wait for the investigation to wrap up, see where the investigation goes. Oh, by the way, there's an update on that front. Dan Roach had a tweet this morning. It says, for what it's worth, hearing more and more that the MLB investigation into the 2018 Red Sox, not turning up a lot. Not done yet, though. At presser, ownership repeatedly asked that all Red Sox fans wait for judgment until MLB investigation is complete. Rochy, love you, mean it, but I don't buy any of that.
Why?
So what does that mean? That because the investigation hasn't found anything yet? Nothing was going on?
No, I'm still looking.
I mean, how many people have they interviewed? The investigation just started.
Yeah.
They tracked down all the players on that team already?
When did it start? A week? So Manfred was on vacation, right? Based on, you know, the phone call he got from The Athletic when everything went into play. So he was wrapping up Houston, called Henry, and said, "You're next, buddy." And then once this thing got public, now we got to speed up and start your investigation with that. So what's the days? What is it, 1 week? So it was a week ago?
It just started.
I know it was a week ago,
like,
Monday.
Oh, so there's no Henry. There may not be a paper trail for what they were doing.
Right.
So you got to interview people and get them in there. And you know what? Here's an idea. Talk to the three guys that talked to Drellick.
Right.
And Rosenthal. Why don't you talk to those three, baseball? They have something to tell you.
They'll tell you their story. NFL's still investigating the Patriots since Cincinnati week. And they can't find anything because there's nothing. But they're still investigating. Still mulling it.
Here's something else they wouldn't answer. And so it was pretty obvious that Alex Cora was very honest with them, right? He came in, according to them, and took blame and said, what's alleged to have happened in Houston did happen. And I was a part of it. So Alex Cora, if there's one thing you want to appreciate about him today, I'd appreciate his honesty. He worked it right in there, and he took it right on the chin and said, yep, this was me. I did it. So my assumption, based on his level of honesty and openness with his bosses, is that along those same lines, he was honest about what happened in 2018 and has probably informed them of everything and anything that could be perceived as cheating and sign stealing in Boston in 2018. And they probably have a full understanding of what baseball will say that they were doing in 2018 if they uncover it all. Because I'm assuming Alex Cora was just as honest about 18 as he was about 17. Interesting question that was asked late in the press conference yesterday. In parting ways with Alex, did you ask him to sign a non-disclosure agreement so that at some point he doesn't get into who was involved and all that? Sam Kennedy took that one and said, "We're not going to talk about any other details related to our parting of ways." What are you going to take that as? I take that as a yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There were too many questions, too, where there was a delay. And they're all looking at each other. Well, who's taking this one? Like, and that's the point where you make the point about Bloom. Jump in on one of those. Yeah, I'll take this one. I'm the GM. Yeah, give it to me. He sat there and waited as they deferred. And it would be, okay, here, give you the hand. Do you want to address this one? Oh, okay. Too timid yesterday.
Do you guys think Alex Cora deserves a second chance to manage at some point in the major leagues?
This is great.
I'll take that. I think Alex is...
I don't know if the audio does that justice, because
video of them looking
the video of that is better than the audio, where I think John Henry just starts staring at the lights on the ceiling as this Tom Werner, like, I'm not going to make eye contact, I won't have to answer.
I thought we were going to replace the incandescents with fluorescents.
And Sam Kennedy.
They're more energy efficient.
Sam Kennedy is like, all right, I'll take that. And he sort of leans up to the microphone to answer.
You had to know that one's coming. 50
Brutal.
Minutes you're sitting there.
Oh, it's my coming. God.
Someone's going to ask that.
Come on, guys.
I thought it would have been one of the first questions asked.
Reading from Chris Cotillo at Mass Live, he does a full rundown of yesterday's events. He says that it was more than a third of the questions, more than a third, that were met with non-answers, no comments, not going to discuss that. More than a third of the questions went unanswered. They're just avoiding it. Did he sign a non-disclosure? Oh, we're not going to talk about that. Yeah, okay. I'm going to take that as, yep, he
should
did.
He manage
you
again?
Made him sign one.
Should you he know manage again?
You know exactly what happened, and it feels to me like they're trying to defend themselves already, that they are mounting a defense against what is coming their way. But only because Rob Manfred got outed publicly. That fraud. That guy sucks. Man, is he shady.
Did you know that I was listening to Felker Mass, too. They were talking about him managing a Puerto Rico team.
Oh, the Caribbean World Series?
Yeah, they never won since the early 80s, and they won in 16 and 17.
Yeah, let's talk more about
that. Stunned by that.
Bring that up.
Like, what the hell is going on?
Let's get back to that in a moment. We'll do that after headlines with Hardy and your calls next.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What is the level of embarrassment right now having to have this type of a press conference only 1 month before pitchers and catchers show up?
Well, it's not ideal. It's not what we would like to be doing at this point. But, we were all surprised to read this report on Monday. But this is, I don't know if you would call it a logical conclusion, but this is where we are as a result of that.
We've got a pair of Bruins tickets to give away coming up in 10 minutes. That's right. 10 minutes from now, we'll have those tickets for you. You can win them right here. Mm. Let's go to your phones. Jeff is in Nashua. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up,
Jeff?
So this guy, Hensley Mullins, who nobody seems to understand why he's like second behind Varitek out of Vegas. And I'd say a few things. He's been Bochy's hitting coach with the Giants for like a decade. So they won 3 titles. He's really right beside him, although he's not his bench coach. And I guess he was now named or he was put on the Mets staff. But I think the real attraction is I think he was the manager of the Netherlands team that Bogaerts played on.
Yes.
And
he's from Curaçao.
Yeah.
They call him Bam Bam.
Correct.
Yep.
And he was a mediocre designated hitter, and he turned Buster Posey into a light hitting, not quite what we were hoping for as a hitter catcher. But he was there when they won the 3 titles. And I guess maybe somehow getting Bochy's demeanor and maybe learning how to manage a pitching staff. But I don't know. I personally, as a Giants fan, I wouldn't be real happy with him. But I think he's actually going to get the Mets job when Beltran gets the can.
Which is important, Jeff, because they need to act if the Mets are going to fire Beltran and then start looking at some of the candidates that could potentially be Red Sox manager. The thing with Mullins is a good one. He's 52. He's got experience on major league staffs for quite some time. He's with the Giants from 2010 through this past season. So he's been on a major league staff for a decade. He's been in and around the game every day. Former player, played for the Yankees, right? So he's got experience playing in a big market. He played for the Yankees for 4 years. He does check off some of the boxes. He does. Obviously, the bilingual aspect.
Yeah. See, that's one thing, Dave.
That's intact.
Have a Varitek.
And he's from Curaçao, which is huge for Bogaerts. Guy who speaks the Papiamento with him. He's not just bilingual.
JetBlue flight down.
Let's see how many.
4 hours and you're there.
How many languages does he speak? That's a better question. Bogaerts speaks like 5.
That's great. I mean, from a communication standpoint, that's the one thing Varitek probably doesn't do. But, I mean, he's been around the game. You pick up words. But that was the great thing about Cora. You know, his ability to mix in that clubhouse.
I just wonder why Varitek seems like a candidate that a lot of people want. Is it just because you liked him as a player? And he's a catcher, so catchers can make really good managers, as we know.
And he stayed with the organization, and he's there every day. I mean, he's there. So, I mean, it's not a guy that, like, went into retirement and say, hey, Jason, instead of shaking hands and going to our golf tournaments, how about, you know, how Pedro will come to camp or spring training and work with guys and that, like, but Varitek's there every day.
Yeah, and I remember how much of a leader Varitek was down the stretch in 2011 to keep that team together. And no, never mind. That didn't happen. I must have confused him with somebody else.
It was good.
Or no one on that team.
It was good at creating that one team that was going to get him to drive that price up to, what, $11 million that year when he signed that last contract.
I look at Varitek and say, yeah, he was a good catcher and a great player, and he was a fan favorite and was amazing at managing a pitching staff. Is that going to automatically make him a great manager? I don't know, because I think now managerial decisions are made more by the guys upstairs, less by the guy who's managing the game downstairs. And a big part of the job is managing the personalities and managing the guys in the clubhouse and having their respect and being able to just tell a guy when he's not playing on a given day and have the guy say, okay.
And not be obsessed with stealing signs. That would be a...
Correct.
That would be
another one.
First question.
It was like Beetle walking out with his monitor from the Pats games and Pats radio. Beetle was carrying his monitor under his arm the other day. I'm like, where the hell did you get that thing?
Oh, it's from here. It's from
the stadium. From Gillette. Yeah. Like Beetle's up there stealing signs.
You got to do what you got to do.
Be obsessed with the electronics.
It's a signal that's sent from the sideline. Yeah. There's a guy down there with a camera. But never mind. Rogers and Quincy. Roger.
Hello.
Hey, Roger. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, do you have the answer to this? Astros 2017 batting average, home and away.
Yeah, we've done those splits. Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable, it's isn't it?
Thank you.
Yep.
That all?
Thanks, buddy.
But to recap, the Astros splits in the World Series, home and away, were unbelievable at home. And they fell off a cliff
considerably
for a couple of key players on the road.
That Altuve 472 at home.
Yeah, 472, yeah. And then it won.
And six home runs.
Yeah.
Wasn't it him? Did he have the six home runs or had the six home runs?
I think so. And what was the on the road? Again. I want to say like 170, 180 on the road.
The Red Sox hit what, six grand slams?
Yeah, there's plenty of actual evidence, but you know, unless that evidence points to, you know, them being able to do something with it, I understand where people might want to brush it off, like, yeah, everybody's cheating, everyone's stealing signs. But there's some evidence that it actually had a tangible effect on the outcome of games right there.
Jose Altuve, 472 batting average at home in the playoffs that year, 143 on the road.
143?
Yeah. Yeah, it's only a 300-plus drop from home and away. That's all. On-base percentage at home, 513. On the road, 268. Slugging, 1,028 versus 229 on the road. Yeah, only an 800-point difference. OPS is only more than 1,000 difference. It was 1,541 at home and 497 on the road. He had seven home runs in the playoffs. Six of them came at home.
Mm-hmm.
In all of the playoffs in 2017, he had five hits on the road through the three series they played. He had a total of five hits. For a guy who was batting 472 at home, you'd think he might have a few more than five. Yeah, that was a seven-game series in all, too, in that World Series.
I was going to say, what did he end up going, like 5-for-40 then in all those road games? Good grief. Oh,
yeah. Jose Altuve. Yeah, was he a key part of that World Series team? I can't remember. Was he? I think he was pretty well known.
He contributed.
Oh, the Astros. At least they look worse than the Red Sox. Far worse.
Far worse.
Huh. We'll get to a pair of Bruins tickets. We're going to give that away. From Warrior. We'll do that right after this, so don't go anywhere.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from Warrior today. Bruins are on the ice behind us. And right now we're giving away tickets for you to see the Bruins tonight. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985 will score a pair of tickets to see tonight's Bruins game against Pittsburgh. Join fellow fans and local first responders on January 26th at TD Garden for the BeFit Challenge powered by National Grid. All proceeds go to first responders. Visit bostonbruins.com/BeFitChallenge to sign up. Again, caller 10 on the contest line only, 617-931-0985. Also, can get back to your calls. I'm just reading some of the stories that are out there. Excellent. About this. Things like a city councilor telling the local news reporter, Joe Matthau, that L.A. can have the Red Sox championship trophy when they take it from our cold, dead hands.
That'll show them.
I mean, the stupidity of some of the things, like when you get a sports story that's sort of so big it bleeds over into the rest of the world.
Right.
Wonder what Marty Walsh
says
about
There's this. A measured response.
What are you talking about? Shut up. Like, what? No one's taking the World Series trophy. No. L.A.'s not being awarded. That's just saying something like, yeah, yay, Boston.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? That's when you make us look ridiculous. Like, the Red Sox should be embarrassed. You as a fan should feel crappy about it because it is. This
what
sucks.
Was the bet? What was the bet between the two mayors or whatever? Maybe they want their stuff back. I don't know, like how they would do like the clam chowder, or who bet books? How stupid was that one year? Like Chicago, you get the deep dish pie at least.
Yeah, what was the book bet?
You might as well start a.
I think it was the
Let's Go Red Sox chant. If you're going to say this,
we're going to get you books for like fifth grade class. Like, thanks. Yeah.
No, the idea of
vacating
championships and taking away, I've always thought that was the dumbest penalty to impose because it happens in college a lot.
Yeah, Reggie Bush.
Oh. Michigan. They didn't win any of those conference championships, any of the bowl games because a couple of players were in working out early over the summer. Everyone knows who won those games,
right?
Everybody knows, and one had very little to do with the other. You could make a case for something like this if you were using electronics and stealing signs and it helped you to win it, and they're still not going to do it. Yeah. They're not going to take away the World Series championship and award it to another team or vacate it or do anything else.
The counselor's name is Lydia Edwards. She is responding. I have a full story on it now in front of me. She is responding to the Los Angeles City Council, who has introduced a resolution asking Major League Baseball to take back the World Series championship from Boston in 2018. They're asking for a vacate. Vacate it. Take it away. All because of the sign stealing. And that's why she's saying back to them, take it from our cold, dead hands. Okay. Wonderful. Hooray, Red Sox. You're right. The Red Sox are amazing. They did nothing wrong. They're so wonderful. They're so great. Here's the other element of this. Do we know for sure right now that nothing was going on in the playoffs in 2018?
No.
No.
Of course not. We have no idea.
You got to be crazy not to assume that there was.
And given the guy's track record, Alex Cora, which we're learning more about by the day, I mean, you'd almost be sort of stupid to assume that it was all on the up and up. I mean, I'll take it at face value for now. The replay room was inaccessible during the playoffs, and they didn't have the ability to sit there and use it.
Levels of security.
Right.
So, heard that.
Okay. So there was absolutely nothing that was happening. I don't know that. I'm not.
By that point, you could have already built
Red Sox,
signs.
We're not reserving judgment. You don't get the benefit of the doubt. You don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. Players don't deserve the benefit of the doubt because of Alex Cora's activities in Houston that have become abundantly clear from 2017. And when you hire that guy, you now are taking that risk on, and here it is. Yeah. It blew up in your face.
Yeah, benefit of the doubt is going to be gone for anything concerning his time here.
So they're not going to take away the Astros World Series title in 2017. But if they did, does anyone have a real right to be pissed off about it? Do the Astros have a ground to stand on here?
No.
That World Series title, I think as of now, looks worthless. The 2018 Red Sox one does not look worthless yet. It may turn out that way. But that 2017 title for the Astros should have, I mean, to say put an asterisk on it, that doesn't do it justice. The thing is worthless.
Well, this is where you're going to get into people wanting a full investigation of every team in Major League Baseball.
What's wrong with that?
Who else is doing it? Because there are going to be people who immediately say, if you want to take it away, hold on a second. Before you totally take it away from us and award it to the Dodgers instead.
There is no awarding to the other team when that happens. You didn't win it. But you certainly didn't lose it.
Even if, okay, even right? if, even if you wanted to vacate it, right, and not award it to another team, what were the Dodgers up to? Full investigation as to what they were doing, not just in the series, but all season long. What were they doing all season long to get them to that point? And that's what it's going to turn into, which is why they don't want to open up this can of worms. They want to invest it. Major League Baseball doesn't even want this. But now that their hand has been forced, all right, they've investigated the Astros, and they've punished them. They're going to investigate the Red Sox. They're going to get punished. And after that, they're going to throw down the gauntlet or the edict to all teams and say, see what happened to these two? It's going to happen to everyone else if we start looking. Don't make us look. Knock it off. And hopefully they will have the common sense. I'm not even going to call it wisdom. I'll just say common sense to say, no more electronics. You guys can't be trusted with this stuff. So now you're going to have one guy with a league representative in one room monitoring the 8-second delay for the replay, and that's it. That's all you get.
That's it. A neutral bystander that's hired by the league, but now because of paid position, now you got to babysit teams.
Yep.
To where you're in the dugout with these people, and you're watching them. That could solve it, but still leave the stuff for review.
Yep.
Yeah. You could still leave the electronics in that, but now you got a babysitter. You guys couldn't do this.
Right.
Now we're gonna put a babysitter.
Baseball is a sport that shouldn't. I can understand not having replay in the regular season, and that was one of the original suggestions, bringing in play for the playoffs when the games are the most important. I would be totally fine with no replay in baseball through the 162. You've got so many games in there that the best teams do rise to the top. I'm sorry, but the season is not going to come down to one play that gets a bad call on. It's not. You play so many games. It's not like the NFL where there's only 16, and losing one game can turn your whole season
one way
or the other.
You're saying bring in replay for the postseason?
Postseason only.
It's not bad.
Get rid of it for the 162.
Yeah.
You play enough friggin' games, you can figure out who's the good teams and who's not.
Yep.
Get out of here with this. Mm. Get rid of the monitors during the regular season. And as I said, in the postseason, you'll get one monitor in your dugout. It'll be on a 6-second delay. And you'll be able to tell within that 30-second time frame whether or not you want to review something. In fact, if it's such a bad call, you shouldn't even need to look at a review. You should know right away, I want to challenge that. That would even be greater because, hey, you want to challenge it? What did your eyes tell you? Since you're better than the umpires. You think that umpire blew it? Good. Waste a challenge here. I would even consider taking it all away. No more monitors, period. If you think that call was so bad, go ahead and use a challenge. And you'll be proven either right or wrong. What did your eyes tell you? Marty Walsh was demanding answers from John Henry the other day, too. What'd you make of that? The mayor of Boston demanding it. And Brett saying that John Henry needed to speak to the fans about what had happened.
Oh, Marty.
What? Why do these politicians feel the need to get involved? What are you doing?
Because they have people that push them to do that.
What the hell are you doing?
Name out there.
Hey, Marty, this is a baseball team that plays its contests in our fair city. I have to monitor these
Where's
things
Chucky
closely.
Bakes? Where's Chucky Bakes on the Red Sox
Quiet.
Matter? Does Chucky Bakes' day of celebration in 2018, is that tarnished now? That's the answer I want from the governor.
No.
Do you feel cheated,
no.
Governor? Because you had a hell of a performance that day.
No, because he had a good time that day.
He had a hell of a time.
Regardless of the outcome or what led to that outcome, you can never take that good time away.
We know you had a great time, Chuck. Everyone knows you had a great time.
Can't take that back.
Question is, did Mitch have a good time?
Mitch.
Kind of re-releasing me into the wild. What? Never mind.
617-779-0985 is the phone number if you want to jump on board. We will get to your calls. Also, talk some football coming up in this 11 o'clock hour. No commercials here, just headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.